Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.5 billion back to our customer owners over the last 9 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the board of directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Coming up on the show today, we'll talk about weather, of course, not as bad as originally thought. Looks like we dodged a bullet in Manitoba to the south of us, though. Ooh. They've got a winter wonderland of the worst kind. They've got some weather advisories and highway shutdown. We'll take a look at that. Campbell's soup is hot. Ooh, Campbell's. So there is some leaked audio this morning out of Campbell's soup, the vice president of the company, not only talking bad about the customers that buy Campbell's soup, but about the product itself. This is causing huge waves this morning. It stems from a lawsuit from an employee who feels they were wrongfully terminated. And I guess in an earlier conversation with the vice president of the company, he was recording it to kind of get some goods on his, you know, on his potential firing or staying with the company. The vice president kind of unloads, and it's shocking. But we'll have it for you because we got to do it. When you can be the judge on whether or not you'll be picking up a can of Campbell's soup in the near future. The story of the Vancouver airport stuffy that has been returned to its rightful owner amidst the chaos, the mayhem of the world, all the stuff that seems to be coming undone, falling through the cracks, as it were. A nice feel-good story about a young child who had misplaced their stuffy in one of the busiest airports in Canada and actually had it returned to them. Is there nothing social media can't do? We'll take a look at some of the funniest things that we've heard kids say. The system basically, it's an Alberta clipper, and for what it's worth, it clipped Manitoba. Verdun's seeing most of the snow, and it's not a ton, but you know, a nice snowfall, you know, your normal November snow. And southwest corner, you're going to want to be cautious if you are traveling to or know of some folks who are in the Reston area. Here's Manitoba 511 with the latest here. We're talking Reston, Melitta, Waskada, south of the Trans-Canada Highway at Verdun down to the U.S. border. That's kind of nasty. But everybody else is looking good. Look at this. And the system is largely going to miss us. It's going to be an easy gradual decline into the abyss of the darkness and cold. So we'll have some light snow today, -1, still above normal. Normal's -5. So technically, even tomorrow at -4, technically tomorrow's going to be a nice day too. And then it's really on the weekend and the start of next week, we've got double-digit temperatures that are coming in that are going to make it quite cold. You know what? If things are a little stressful for you, got to go to the Elkhorn tonight. Clarso Nordic Spa is the answer. What is the question? Why am I so stressed? Tonight is the night, November the 25th. Indulge in a night with your loved one. Wine, dine, and spa experience. It's an evening of wine tasting of 4 wines and 1 free glass of your choice. Relaxation in the spa and a charcuterie board. 5 p.m. guest check-in tonight. You deserve this. Go relax and unwind. And again, the Black Friday special with the Elkhorn. If you spend $250 on gift cards for Elkhorn Resort, the usable on the entire property, of course, you will get a free spa visit for you just for being such an amazing gift giver. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. Kuiper's Family Bakery, what a stir the post caused yesterday. The Christmas stock is appearing at Kuiper's Family Bakery. All the Christmas baking. Oh, my God. The dipped shortbread. Oh, wow. It is a fantastic assortment of baked goodies, and people are going crazy. And it's no wonder. We like to eat our feelings, and there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that at all. Whipped shortbread, dipped, whipped and dipped. That would be a good name for a bakery. Come to Whipped and Dipped. And also a store that sells other things. Whipped and dipped. Whipped shortbread. Dipped shortbread. Mince tarts. Oh, my gosh. They've got the holiday trays ready to rock and roll. Kuiper's Family Bakery. 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond Corner, next to Tasty's, for all your holiday treats now available. And if you're looking at refinancing your mortgage, rates have come down. Not all banks have come down, though. And with the credit union, you're the owner. You own the bank. Have you ever wanted to own a bank? You can now with Sunrise Credit Union. They've got 19 area locations. SunriseCU.mb.ca. Beat the winter chill with a hot 3.89% mortgage rate for a limited time at one of the 19 locations across southwestern Manitoba with 35,000 members. They can't wait to see you at Sunrise Credit Union. But when we decorate the Christmas tree, I've got a Clark Griswold Christmas tree ornament. And he talks and he says all the big lines in the movie. Do you have a special Christmas tree ornament to drive you out in the middle of nowhere, leave you for dead? There it is. There's my little Christmas tree ornament. And regrettably, it says 2019 on it. And I'm also asking real or fake tree, because we're going to get to that point, aren't we? Like, aren't we getting to the to-go time for real trees? Will they last this long? I think so. Tree lots will be setting up. How long can they last? Real tree or fake tree? KDD 4380 has some ornaments that are hand-carved. Oh, nice. So, real or fake trees? MJ says fake. So much nicer. The smell, though. I think people have real trees for the smell, right? Vicky says, I have a cat, so I am team no tree. No tree? Like no real tree. Or do cats get into all trees? This cat, what do you got a cat for? Janine's artificial. Cindy says artificial inside, but sometimes I put one outside that's real. Well, why do you have to do that? They're planted. They're growing on their own. Lori says real. Karen says artificial. Ray Lynn is artificial. Heather's artificial. More cons than pros. Ornaments don't stay on the floppy branches, says Heather. The needles dropping and having to worry about watering are three major things I dislike. The one good thing is the aroma that fills the house of a real tree. Someone must have bottled that up by now. Someone must have bottled up real tree smell. Can't we just go get an air freshener that you put in your car? Hey, that's what you do. When you decorate your fake tree, take those evergreen air fresheners, and they got a little string on them. You hang them inside the tree. It smells like Pine Sol in here. It smells like Pine Sol. What's going on? I used car air fresheners in my tree.
It's beautiful, Clark. It's beautiful.
Katie says, I prefer an artificial tree, lasts so much longer and doesn't bother my allergies. Ooh, I forgot about that. Yeah, allergies are bad. Do you like that tree? I do. Where would you put something like that? I'd put it in my house. See, Clark? Clark is a revolutionary. Clark is every man. We need more Clark movies. In fact, I have the solution to our Christmas movie dilemma. We are looking at this all wrong. We need to use AI to come up with variations of the Clark Griswold story. Listen, hear me out. If Hallmark can do it, and you know what I'm talking about. Hallmark tells the same story over and over and over again 5,000 times. She was a professional woman who had lost her way. She had given her soul to Wall Street until she moved back to her hometown, where she realized the high school sweetheart she broke up with had recently lost his wife. They have a young child, and he keeps looking for love. He's hyper-attractive, and she's hyper-attractive as well, but she's focused on work until they go to a farmer's market, cut down a tree, fa-la-la-la-la, cut, print, next. And they lived happily ever after. That's it. That's every Hallmark movie in some kind of variation. Now, what we do is we do it for Clark. Instead of Clark, it's Bob. Instead of Bob, it's Rick. And we make the same movie with some different characters. Instead of Chicago, one day it's Oklahoma City. Next day it's Edmonton. Isn't that the greatest idea ever you've ever heard? Things are going to get wild and crazy for Black Friday. You excited? Are you hyped? Are you ready to rock and roll for Black Friday? It's just a couple days away. Headley's Health Hut has a convergence of Black Friday and Customer Appreciation Day. Oh my gosh, it is going to be fantastic. Now, on Customer Appreciation Day, they have all kinds of demonstrations. They've got samples of products that they feature in store, not to mention you have a few days left to win tickets to see the Jets and the New Jersey Devils. With the purchase of any two InnoTech products, you can enter to win free Winnipeg Jets tickets. That goes until November the 30th. The game is Sunday, January 11th. At Canada Life Center, creatine, InnoTech ticket giveaway. So they'll have samples. They've got demos. They've got prizes and 20% off generally across the store. Customer Appreciation Day and Black Friday converging at once at Headley's Health Hut, 1314 Richmond Avenue in Brandon, just up from Murray GM, where they recommend, hey, winter tires, you got to get them on if you don't already. They'd love to store them for you. They'd love to pop them on for you quick and easy. They can also do an oil change for you. And they make a donation to the Samaritan House, Bear Clan, and Helping Hands every time you pull up to those doors at 1500 Richmond Avenue and get an oil change. Murray, Chevrolet, Cadillac, Buick, GMC, Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. And finally, it's Skydancer Casino, 100,000 reasons to visit on Saturday. If you wanted to pick a day where you could make a day trip, just go for the afternoon, go for the day. Boy, it would be Saturday. 100,000 reasons to check it out. What I would like to have you do is to check out their social media channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. They update it with promos and exciting news on giveaways and concerts. Ooh, they got a Thanksgiving buffet this week. Proud to present the Frontmen, March of 2026. Larry Stewart of Restless Heart, Richie McDonald, formerly of Lone Star, and Tim Rushlow, formerly of Little Texas. And it's awesome because these are the lead singers of these 90s country bands. And so you recognize every song. They have 30 number one hits. It's going to be pretty awesome. And again, that is coming this March to the Skydancer Casino. Patricia says, I have an artificial tree, 6 foot now, had a bigger one, but it was too much. I also have two cats. They sleep under the tree. So you can have cats in a tree. Cats in a tree. I got cats in a tree. But the cats drink the... And they also bite your Christmas lights. Clark taught us that. Oh, be careful. They'll bite at your Christmas lights, and then you know what happens. Cousin Eddie gets a piece of furniture. I think I can refurbish this thing. It's a quality item, Clark. So what is a real Christmas tree lasts 4 to 6 weeks at most if it's watered daily and kept away from heat sources. The maximum lifespan of a tree is 4 weeks. 5 to 6 weeks is possible if the tree was freshly cut and well-maintained. More than 6 weeks is not recommended. So we're at the point where Christmas Day is a month from today. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4 weeks. So yeah, by the end of the week, people who are chomping at the bit and who are good at taking care of trees will probably get theirs because you want to get the most amount of time out of the thing. But their AI is saying anything over 4 weeks, you're pushing it. You're pushing it. It's possible. But you've got to be super green thummy. Lots of pork, lots of beef. There's rice in there, tomato sauce. But how does it taste, Tyler? How does it taste? First off, I have to tell you, these are stuffed. These are stuffed cabbage rolls, stuffed with, looks like a lot of meat, to be honest with you. Here we go. Down the hatch. Mm-hmm. Lot of meat in here. Really good. Wow. So, couple of things. I'm reminded cabbage rolls, the star of the show is cabbage. Normally when you eat cabbage rolls, it's a lot of rice. There's a lot of rice in there. These are not like that. These have a lot of meat in them with a little bit of rice thrown in to kind of bring it all together. In fact, if I'm reading the ingredients here, it's the tomato sauce and cabbage. And then the third ingredient is meat. So pork and beef is the third ingredient after your tomatoes and cabbage. Oh, look at that. Fantastic. I've never had them like that, honestly, with that much meat in them. Pick these up at Co-ops of Westman. You can add them to your holiday meal. Your holiday extravaganza, find them in the freezer section. Co-op Gold Cabbage Rolls at Heritage, Pemina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. If you need gluten-free tomato soup, the Campbell's tomato with oregano is gluten-free. I don't know if you're going to be eating Campbell's soup anymore. There is a lawsuit happening between a former employee and the company, of which the employee has some damning audio, and it's bad. So what happened was, and I'm trying to find context for the audio, because what happened is this employee actually met with the vice president of Campbell's Soup. His name is Robert Garza, and he's filed a lawsuit alleging wrongful termination after reporting inappropriate behavior by the vice president. So apparently these two had a meeting, and in the meeting he goes off on this tangent. Hey, we live in a world now, if someone starts to go on a tangent, how often has this happened where there's an incident or something, people pick up their phone right away, they're like, everything goes on the phone. So Robert Garza, as part of his lawsuit, claims that he recorded the vice president of Campbell's Soup making derogatory remarks about the products, the employees admitting to drug use at work, and saying that Campbell's makes poor food, food for poor people. Campbell's Soup Company said they're investigating the matter, emphasizing that the alleged comments do not align with the company values. And again, they are alleged comments at this point, but this is creating a huge headache for the company.
The center of a lawsuit claiming the company's vice president went on an hour-long tirade attacking the company's products and employees before taking aim at its customers.
And the former employee recorded it all.
We have shit for poor people. Who buys our shit?
And that's just part of an over an hour long rant, says former security analyst for Campbell's, Robert Garza of Monroe.
I don't buy Campbell's products barely anymore. So healthy. Now that I know what the in it, even in a can of soup, I look at it, look at me, bioengineered me. I don't want to eat a piece of chicken that came from a 3D printer, you?
The recording, allegedly, of Campbell's VP and Chief Information Security Officer, Martin Bally.
He has no filter.
Bally, along with another supervisor and Campbell's Soup Company, named in a lawsuit filed Thursday. The suit claiming Bally made racist remarks, admits to coming to work high, and Garza fired for coming forward.
What do you think about the things that he was saying?
Oh, just pure disgust.
Garza says he usually worked remotely for Campbell's headquarters based in Camden, New Jersey. But thinking he'd be discussing his salary with Bally, he says the recording taken in person at a restaurant. Garza says he felt sick after the rant, deciding to go to his direct supervisor in January, keeping the recordings to himself.
He had never had any disciplinary action. They had never written him up for poor work performance.
Garza says no one at Campbell's ever followed up, and it's taken him 10 months to find a new job.
They have a motto, you know, like we treat you like family, you know, here at Campbell's, you know, come work for us. You know, we treat our employees like family. That's not the case.
We did just receive a statement from Campbell's. It says, quote, if accurate, the comments in the recording are unacceptable. They do not reflect our values and the culture of our company. We are actively investigating this matter.
So what do you think of that? That's the vice president of the company. Shannon says, I'm sorry, but this soup is gross and you shouldn't need a Campbell's employee to tell you that. The soup is gross and you don't. I don't know about that. Karen goes, I have a question. What the hell is bioengineered meat? That is what was said. Trev says, I mean, is anyone really surprised here? Jaren says, this comes out after everyone's basically bought cream of everything for their Thanksgiving cornbread dressing already. And Laura says it best. This is not good for Campbell's. Not good at all. 0% financing. Black Friday week continues. The lead up, of course, to Black Friday. You and your family this winter can enjoy a beautiful jacuzzi hot tub from Creasy Hot Tubs and Billiards, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. They're at 2500 Park Avenue. You'll also find them on the web, so you can take a look at the incredible selection of tubs and massage chairs, Jacuzzi Hot Tubs of Manitoba. This is their social media. This is their Facebook page, for example. You go to their website, jacuzzimanitoba.ca, And at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, you'll find Leon's Furniture Superstore, where Black Friday continues there too. Their sale is giving you a chance to save up to 50% off things like select sofa beds, select sofas, select mattresses. Here's some cool Black Friday deals, like an air fryer for $49. 2-in-1 cordless handstick vacuum cleaner, $79. The list goes on and on and on. You can check out the flyer for yourself at leons.ca and then go visit them at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. And at App Law Office, remember App Law Office, if you're buying or selling a home, if you're looking at redoing a will, or you're dealing with a will or an estate, or if you're looking at some corporate law, which means that you're going to incorporate, you're going to have to check with the provincial government, they're going to have to set up some infrastructure there for you. But again, that's stuff that the lawyers handle, and that's why you have a friend in the business. At App Law Office, they'll help you at 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC at App Law Office. November the 24th, Bunny has been reunited. And in the meantime, Bunny kind of went on adventures, I guess. Joey Gibbs unexpectedly found himself at the center of a story that was reminiscent of a Hallmark movie when he stumbled across the pink floppy-eared Teddy while waiting for a flight to Seoul, decided to take it traveling until he could return it to its owner. He found the bunny sitting by himself, so he took it on a trip. He crafted a travelogue detailing the bunny's adventures and posted it on social media. After weeks of back and forth with potential owners and airline and airport staff, WestJet said that they had found the owner. The recipients were a mother and young daughter who had lost the bunny in Vancouver's airport while returning from a visit home to China. There'd been a slight language barrier, but Gibbs garnered the mother had moved to the province 2 years ago to study and had returned to China to reunite with her husband and young daughter, and then bring them both to Canada. Here they are, reunited with their stuffies, who took the bunny around the world, took it to Seoul. The mother was crying, he says. It was pretty exciting that we found it. The girl had grabbed the bunny and hugged her and smelled her. She had taken the seat on the airport floor, and Gibbs had said, "Hey, I took your bunny on a little bit of a trip." Oh, yes, the gift basket was for Gibbs. Considering how far this bunny has traveled, over 30,000 kilometers, it was a bit of a shot in the dark to find the actual owner, but it worked. Bunny is reunited with its family. Feel good story of the day. Somebody is sleeping better tonight. Jimmy Fallon invites people to share the funniest things they heard their kids say. Did you ever have your kids say something completely ridiculous like this? Some of these are pretty funny, actually. Jimmy got the ball rolling, and let's see what some of these kids had to say. Using the hashtag kid quotes, people responded on X, formerly known as Twitter. And here is some of the things. Karen says, at Easter Sunday Mass 1 year, the priest called children up to the altar and told one little girl that her dress was very pretty. The little girl replied into a microphone, "Thank you. My mom said it's a bitch to iron." In front of the entire congregation. Jeff says, my son got out of a doctor's office where he got shots, came out crying and looked at all the other kids in the waiting room and screamed, "They hurt you in there. They hurt you in there." Oh, yay, caramba. Natalie says, my daughter asked me if we could buy a kitten. I said no, because I'm allergic. Her response was, well, we could keep you outside. Kids logic. This is a few years ago he did this, 2020. Keith says, my daughter in third grade was learning about anatomy in health class. Wife says, what did you learn in health class today? Daughter says, I learned that boys have a penis and tentacles. Tentacles. Rachel says, so my son is brushing my hair and trying to be a stylist, and after brushing it this way, and that he looks at me in the eyes with sincerity and says, I'm sorry, mama, I can't make you beautiful. 5-year-old, daddy, look, I made a picture of what you taught me. What do you mean? Rainbows are beautiful. Yes, and this? Bananas are a healthy choice. Yes, they are. And what is the circle thing? Don't show your bum in public. Marco says, not one, not a soul. My 4-year-old son is a busy grocery checkout line. Dad, my pee-pee got bigger again. Oh, my God. Oh. Oh. 4 years old. Oh, no. No, 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 no. Well, could be worse. Might have been sat on a microphone in church. That would have been worse in front of an entire congregation. Adrian says, me, Camille, do you want to wear your pink sweater over your dress? Camille says, puts a gray sweater over her black dress. No, I'm feeling dark and stormy today. Oh, that's adorable. There's nothing wrong with feeling dark and stormy. She looks good. Haley says, I asked my friend's little sister what her favorite sport was. In all her seriousness, she says, coloring. Me too, kid. Me too. Yeah, we got to rethink coloring. It is a sport. It is cool. Killen says, Mom, when you fell down the stairs this morning, was it fun? Because it looked fun. When you fell down the stairs? Adrian says, Camille, this is the life. What are you doing? I'm taking a toy bath, laying in the toys. Oh, I remember doing that? I think we all did that. Didn't we take a toy bath? Laying amongst the toys to be a kid. Not a worry in the world, except you hope the lightsaber didn't end up where it wasn't supposed to. Yeah. Meredith says, during a lesson about healthy habits with my kindergartners, me, what vitamins do you take to stay healthy, kid? My dad takes vitamins. Me, do you know what he takes? Kid says, yeah, Viagra. It's a vitamin, vitamin V. There's vitamin C, vitamin D, vitamin B, then vitamin V, right? Oh, that's adorable. Tracy says, my son woke up one morning and said, Mom, what's wrong with the sun? It's not very happy today. It was a cloudy day. That is adorable. And a very intelligent question, Uncle Ty says. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, Westman's number one EV dealership. If you're looking for a new car and you are thinking about an EV, there is no better place to check out than Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They've got experts to answer all your questions, what kind of hookup you're going to need, what kind of power consumption is going to be involved, how long the batteries last. Of course, the most important is the financing, the credits that are available, the tax incentives, and so on and so forth. But they've got all the information for you at 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray's, where they put you in charge. And Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, where everybody is enjoying the amazing candy cane hot chocolate. It's my wife and daughter's favorite drink right now. Candy cane hot chocolate. It's white hot chocolate with the candy cane flavoring inside, and it is to die for. I know, because they buy about two a day and they have them 7 days a week. They are delicious and chocolatey and pepperminty and perfect for the holiday season at your favorite Tim Hortons location. Not just that, but they also, for the holiday season, have those beautiful, what is the name of the Biscoff latte, Biscoff Boston cream, Biscoff croissant, Biscoff. It's not just a tasty cookie, it's a tasty drink at Tim Hortons. At Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba, with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Dauphin, Verdun, Mooseman, and Neepawa. Thank you, Sunseekers, for spending a Taste of Tuesday with me, for sharing part of your morning with us. I do appreciate it. You have an amazing day, and we will reconvene for Hump Day tomorrow. Have a good one, Sunseekers. See you later.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.